This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Good Day program with my friend Roberta Fasanelli and my friend Rich McFadden. A lot of people at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, are asking me about whether I'm giving up the farm altogether. The post of me with the bus, which we moved on Easter from one farm to another. This has come up a lot in the last couple of weeks since I said I was going to.
Does it even run that thing?
There's no motor. There's no anything in the front of it. No. It's on four tires.
It runs when it's got a backhoe pulling it down
right,
the road.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
The backhoe pulls it down the road. So Jay asked whether or not I was giving up farming altogether or are you turning it over to a management team. Neither of those two things are what I'm doing. I'm just downsizing a bit. I don't need to be operating two farms. So I sold my home where I've lived for 38 years, a farm that I basically developed and created myself, and I'm actually moving directly next door to another farm that's smaller. I'm going to keep the farm going that's down the street where the actual dairy operation took place. As a matter of fact, I was talking yesterday about reopening the store, having some sort of a farm where people can come and enjoy just being there. I always love this, selling the ice cream, people coming in, doing tours around the farm. I'm going to buy some of those little tractors that are electric motored, and you can, little children can drive them around and have some fun on them and have pony rides, that sort of thing. So we'll see what happens. But no, I'm not turning up. I can't imagine. It's like not being on this radio program. These are two things that are threads to my life that have been a part of my life. I've been around cows all my life. I've been on the radio since I was 17. And I just don't see, Richie likes to say, they'll have to take the microphone out of my dead hand in order to get it away from me, which is charming. And more or less the same thing is true. I found yesterday, I had when we actually closed on my house, my house actually has been sold. I'm staying in it for a couple of days until my other house is ready. And so I'm here in an atmosphere that is so strange to look around my house and think it's not my house.
Yeah.
And all your things are gone.
No little tractors. No.
Everything is moved off of the farm as far as the farm stuff.
No pictures on the wall. No
pictures are all gone. Everything's back. I don't have any dishes. I have no pots and pans. I have nothing to cook with. I have a spoon and a fork. And that's pretty much it. All the lighting fixtures are down. Everything is in boxes waiting for me to be able to move it to the house next door, which I can't get into until Friday. So the people that bought the house have been nice enough to allow me to stay here with the caveat that I have to they're going to start working on the house to do things. They're going to change around some of the things that they want to change. But driving down the driveway is the eeriest feeling to see, just look and just thinking of what went on. And I just, you put it into the passing category change.
And how many years have you been there?
38.
38, wow.
Yep.
You know what the cool thing, though, is I always like being able to set up a new room.
Yeah.
Starting with a fresh, clean garage.
Yeah.
Starting with a fresh, clean office.
Yep.
And set it up just the way you want it. That'll be the fun part.
Well, I think that there's been so many hands in this place over the years, and I really want the house that I'm moving into to have a feel of me, frankly, and Meredith, and what it is that now speaks to what I want to have for animals, what she has for animals, if she wants to keep some of them there, that kind of stuff. But there's a whole different feeling. This is a classic Currier and Ives home versus mm-hmm. the house that I've been living in that was created basically as the model of the Wayside Inn. So there's a whole different sort of feel. This other house...
Help us out who don't know what a Currier and Ives home is.
Well, if you think about the Christmas cards that come with some of the very traditional looking sort of classic homes that would have Christmas trees all around them and lights all around them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a circular driveway that goes in front. This is a much more formal house than what I have ever lived in. And so it's steeped in a different kind of tradition. It has barns and that sort of thing, but they're much more formal than whatever I have grown up around. And I have been warned lovingly not to mess it up. No, don't junk it up, I believe was yesterday's quote when we were moving things. And I'm going to respect that because it don't happen. And the other farms down there, so, you know, that's all been cleaned up too in large measure. There's still some stuff there. But I've been a collector of things. Some have accused me of being a hoarder.
Yep.
And as I've gone through my office, we posted on Facebook last week, a dumpster, which is now full of stuff that I haven't looked at, haven't touched, haven't needed, haven't wanted, things that were just worn out from both the barn and the house, and the dumpster is full.
Yep.
It's just amazing, the thing. And I haven't cleaned my office. The only room in the house I haven't touched yet is my studio office.
And that has papers piled high
everywhere.
Feet.
Yeah. I started throwing a lot of that stuff. I have a wastebasket full of papers from this morning that I've been cleaning out. But it just is one of those things. And most people who have been, a lot of people move a lot more than I have. And I still, Meredith said to somebody we were having dinner with, I forget who it was recently, I grew up across the street from where I've lived here for 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm moving around the corner to a house that was essentially the main house for this farm that I lived on. The farm used to be 80-some-odd acres, and it was cut up at an auction. So there are three homes now on the 84, well, actually four with the house that I'm buying. But it all is juxtaposed. It all is connected. The pieces are connected one to the other. So, I think there is a certain amount. I don't know that at this point I feel like there is there's continuity because it's the only place I know that has the facilities around like this that will allow me to do what I want, that's close enough to people that I love that I want to, be able to share a lot of time with them. But I did try to find... Earlier in the year when I knew I was going to sell this place, I looked high and low for a farm on the north shore or south shore around Boston on the ocean. All of the stuff that I saw was either ridiculously priced or it wasn't what I wanted. I couldn't find what I wanted, so I just decided that it made more sense to sort of stay here for all the right reasons. But I'm becoming increasingly impatient with the way the town is run. We're going to have a charter commission. Tomorrow's election, local election, here and in many places around the country. And we have a charter commission. The town has outgrown its government. It is run very badly. There are very good people who are involved in the management and serving the town in many different ways.
You're never going to be happy with any local government you move into, though.
Well, and the only way that I can feel like I have any credibility is to be a part of it. So I'm a member of town meeting. I'm very active in the agricultural advisory committee in town. And it is, I might run for selectman next year depending on where we are and if I've done all the other things I need to, because I feel that you have no basis. You have absolutely no standing if you're complaining about something and are not willing to do something about it. I just think that anybody...
Just because you need one more thing to do.
Yeah, it would be handy for me to do that. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens. But the point is that I was very appreciative of the people who sent things along. Daniel says, when he saw the picture of the bus... LOL, free advertising for Harvey. Charles writes, best wishes, Doug.
Well, that's on the dumpster. Harvey's name is all on the dumpster.
Right, yes, right. That is good advertising for Harvey. Yeah, right. Harvey Enterprises is the waste management outfit. And then there's Mariah, who actually grew up on the farm, worked here a lot as a kid. And so she wrote... as she saw the posting, because a lot of these people are not around anymore. Thanks so much for the wonderful childhood. I'm going to paraphrase this. Being on the farm changed me so much. It taught me life cycle and true meaning of hard work and family. She, as a kid, used to come here. Her father worked for me. She'd be here at 5 o'clock in the morning and stay some nights till 10, 11 o'clock, sleeping in the barn, birthing. I mean, I was looking out back here at how many, just thinking about how many calves have been born on this place in the 38 years. Well over 1,000.
Wow.
It may be 1,200, 1,400. And they all lived on the farm. We had actually Edgar, who was my manager here,
you wrote their names on the walls, right?
We wrote all the names on the walls. Yeah, all the history.
The family tree chart.
Right. When Peaches died, who was the grand dam of the farm, she had, I believe, seven generations, because cow generations are faster than human generations. Mm-hmm. And I think there are either six or seven generations of her family here. Anyway, so Mariah writes, I miss showing Henry what I used to so much like. Henry's one of the guys who worked here. Thank you, Doug, from the bottom of my heart for so much here. I think it is a healthy place, a wonderful place. I grew up on the farm, and frankly, I don't know where I would have gone because I came from such a dysfunctional family. What would have happened to me had I not had the farm? And the true story is, frankly, of this young woman, it may be the same. So, yeah, there are new adventures ahead. I appreciate all of the wonderful, fine support and the laughs that we have of the Harvey dumpster or me and the Partridge Family bus moving stuff from one part. One thing for sure, the people in the neighborhood know that I'm a character, and if it wasn't true until yesterday, I had some of the new people in the neighborhood who were around watching us pull the bus down the road with
so
my
why do you have this bus?
Backhoe.
What is the story behind this bus?
I have three buses that I've used for storage for things over the years.
And buses.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be in the bus business, so I collected them, and I just saved them, and I would put a lot of stuff in them.
What a dump.
I
can't even imagine.
No more dumpsters. He's all cleaned up now. 19 after the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
March Madness is upon us, and Food Network's George Duran has some tips for hosting the perfect game bash.
For any get-together, I recommend offering at least one red and one white wine option, so there's something for everyone. My favorites to serve are Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Chardonnay and Woodbridge Cabernet Sauvignon. Both wines are total crowd pleasers. They're fruit-forward and balanced with smooth finishes made to complement your food. You can pick up Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Chardonnay or Cabernet Sauvignon for only $7 or $8 at your local wine retailer. From now through April 6th, Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi will donate a portion of all proceeds towards the V Foundation to support the work they do to find a cure for cancer.
So what does he plan to serve up this season?
Two of my favorite dishes I plan to serve this March Madness are sausage balls and the really nice caramelized onion dip. They're guaranteed crowd pleasers. Both recipes also pair really well with the Cabernet Sauvignon.
To get the full recipes and for more info, visit woodbridgewines.com.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Musically speaking, on that song that was number one during this week in 1990, called Black Velvet.
Cool.
Alana Miles. Why do you say this is a cool song?
It's got a cool vibe to it. Listen.
It's
got that smoky voice. It's got that kind of bluesy, smoky voice. This is when she kind of went Celine Dion, though.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like her story, where she came from.
Yeah, she's cool. She's a very likable person.
Yeah. All right, so we're in the female mode. Number one this week, 1992, belongs to Vanessa Williams. A varied career.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
She turned a pig's ear into a silk purse.
Yep. Yep.
That Miss America situation. And she's become quite a proficient actress. I think she has quite an appealing presence wherever she's around. How many songs, how many really big songs has she had? This was probably it, wasn't it?
She's had three, four, something like that. I can't remember the other ones right now, but...
Neither can I. But she's got a good presence. Good for her. Congratulations to her. All right, next is the group Snow, number one this week, 1993. Song's called The Informer.
Don't remember this. Let's remember it together.
Jennifer needs to be here for this one.
What year is this?
1993.
Doesn't ring a bell with me at all.
All
right, but the next one, 1994, you'll all remember this one.
Love it.
Great pop song. Ace of Base. Shaking the Sign. That's what the song is called. The Sign. This is worth a moment or two or three or four, Richie, of our time. Crank it up.
Very cool. Like a Dutch group or something.
Ace of Base is a European group. I'm not sure if it was Dutch. Maybe, but you may be right about that. Number one for this week in 1995 went to Madonna. Big pop song. That's a good song. Take Bow. Shows the variety in her skill.
Yeah, she's taking herself too seriously by this time.
Oh, come on.
But she's not the fun Madonna.
Pictures of her with a brass bra.
Beating up Warren Beatty like he's just her little puppet.
That's lovely, Richard.
She did. She treated him well.
She didn't treat him well.
I could care less about Warren Beatty, but the way she treated him was tough.
Yeah. Listen. Next, speaking about treating people well, Celine Dion stole $1,200 from Richie's parents.
Yep.
For
my inheritance. $1,200 I'll never get back in my inheritance.
Right. Because they went to see Celine Dion in Las Vegas. That song was number one during this week in 1996, Because You Loved Me.
My dad, I'm like, no! What are you doing?
Isn't this from the Titanic?
No.
No. Why did I think it was from the Titanic?
No idea.
You feel like you're drowning?
I hadn't really had that in my mind, but thank you very much for reminding me. All right, so number one songs for your musical pleasure, 20 and after.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. GEICO yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you can save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And Rich McFadden. Seems like Barbara, our listener Barbara, I'm sure there are a number of ladies named Barbara listening to this program, but this lady wrote facebook.com/good day and Twitter good day. Seems like March Madness and the presidential race are the same.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the history of Donald Trump and how he got to be as important as he has become. And basically, if you go back in historical perspective to what the Republicans are all about, this started with me. And I don't mean that to sound facetious. Me and tens of thousands of other people just like me who were Republicans forever. I was a loyal Republican, didn't always vote the ticket, but most of the time my philosophy then, and I guess now, more aligns with that group or some people in the group, but I find myself more drifting. I've always been in the middle, but drifting more to the left of center when it comes to being in the middle, mostly because the Republican hierarchy is so extreme to the not to say that the left isn't extreme, because it is.
But all political parties have moved to the extremes,
right?
Because more. They're trying to charge up their base. Yeah,
right. Yeah, but the base doesn't win them elections.
Right.
Never did.
I know.
Never does, and won't.
And you look at any bill that comes up in Congress, it always goes, we're the extreme right, we're the extreme left, and if you bring up anything in the middle, we're not going to vote for it.
Right, so that's why nothing's getting done.
Exactly.
So here comes the Republican elite that abandons its faithful voters like me, blue-collar white Americans facing economic pain, have gotten nothing out of this party. The party's donors, lawmakers, and lobbyists are prospering beyond you can't imagine the kind of dough that's coming into the election coffers of these people running for Congress and for the Senate. We're talking about billions of dollars through their PACs, through all. It is the most obscene, corrupt mess that you could possibly imagine, and it exists on both sides. Bernie Sanders has taken shots at Mrs. Clinton with justification because of that, and others as well in that party. He's not even a Democrat. He's running as a Democrat, but he's an independent. And Trump, the same thing. He's been taking pot shots at all of these people. The Kochs hate him. They spent $25 million to try to keep Trump from winning in Florida, and they failed. So they are the mainstay of the prospering because of the money that they have and how they've decided to use it. And it has, because of these Citizen United and the other Supreme Court rulings, it has obfuscated what's going on. So along comes Trump and along comes Bernie Sanders, and they become the front runner. Well, Bernie's not the front runner, but he did pretty well this past weekend. Whether he can overcome Hillary Clinton or not remains to be seen. But Donald Trump is overcoming everybody. And the party's leaders really don't love Ted Cruz either. They loved Marco Rubio, and he was the phoniest of phonies.
Well,
and
that shows you where they were. He's the party puppet.
He was a puppet, exactly. Cruz isn't, and Trump isn't, and these guys don't know what to do. Whether or not Bernie Sanders does well this week remains to be seen.
It doesn't matter.
He's concerned that Mrs. Clinton may not debate him because of her delegate lead, and maybe that's true. But I will tell you, this whole thing is a mess. Deserves some attention in the sense that there are a lot of places to go here, and not a lot of them are good, in my estimation. So I was thinking about this and read a couple of things over the weekend, a couple of different newspaper accounts of why people keep asking, why Donald Trump? Hello. If you can't see or hear or understand why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are gaining the headway they are in the face of this immense money and opposition from the people who are in the status quo, the military-industrialists who love to keep the cash coming, the people who are in the banks that want to keep the cash coming, the people that are running, and I'm not talking about my local bank, I love my local bank, but the fact that the government, this all started with campaign contributions that were so vile, and it goes back to pretty much the origins of the electoral process here, certainly in modern times. That isn't just something that happened yesterday, last week, last month, last year, or a decade ago. This has been going on since well before World War I, in fact. If you go and you read some of the political cartoons around the late 19th century into the early and mid 20th century, the money from the moneyed interest was corrupting, but it wasn't legal. Now, they've made it all legal. Well, between the corruption of the Supreme Court that makes all this money legal, and so with this, the tide turns, and people see that there's nothing in this for the average person that is supposed to benefit from we the people, it's by the people, for the people. No, it's by the money, for the money. And I'm somebody who has done something to create wealth. Roberta's family has created some wealth. Wishing Richie can find his little niche
working on my
goes along. But, you know, the point is that Nobody gave it to me. Roberta's family worked hard. Her father was an immigrant, for God's sakes, from Italy. He came over here with $1.85 in his pocket when he went through Ellis Island.
Yep.
Which, by the way, brings me around to something that Richie experienced with his family that I really want to touch on with you here, Roberta. There's a summary of immigration policies that are posted at Ellis Island that really are very dramatic. I have never been, I would admit.
Ellis Island? Oh, it's
never
incredible.
It's great. But I would have remembered the things that Richie saw as to who could come in here and who couldn't come in here. If you were Asian, forget about it. If you had anything wrong with you, forget about it.
You have to read them verbatim because it's really funny. These are the immigration restrictions.
Imbeciles, the feeble-minded.
Imbeciles.
Well, persons with physical or mental defects
Ted Cruz out.
That could affect their ability to earn a living. Children under 16 unaccompanied by their parents are excluded.
Wow.
Gentlemen's agreements between the U.S. and Japan curtails Japanese immigration. I mean, this stuff, why isn't this stuff in effect today?
In 1917, they had a literacy test enacted, and virtually all immigration from Asia was banned.
Temporary quotas hit admissions 3% of each nationality's representation in 1921. The annual ceiling of 350,000 placed in immigration. You got to understand, boatload after boatload. This isn't discussed. This isn't taught. Nobody makes reference to this anymore in American history. There were boatloads of people, thousands of people every day coming to Ellis Island to get into this country.
When you stand in the registration room at Ellis Island, which is on the second floor, and it's a huge room. Okay, can hold thousands of people. They'd say it was full every single day.
Yeah.
And then you walk through down the halls and they have the rooms where, okay, let's say that you had maybe a medical issue going on. You went into this room. Let's say that that you were overwhelmed by everything that was going on in here and they looked at you and thought you were crazy or an imbecile. You went into this room and you were tested and whether you got along or not. And there was one story of a family of 9 or 10 that came from somewhere. I can't remember where it was. But the girl was telling the story because you have these audio sets, and they you go to each section of Ellis Island, and it tells you the story of what happened here. And the girl tells the story of her grandmother being sent back to wherever they came from because she had an unidentified mold under her fingernail that they didn't know what it was, but they were afraid to let her in because it could have been contagious.
Yep.
And anybody like that got sent back.
Yep.
Everybody else in the family got let in. So the thing that was really interesting to me about this was the conversation that we have now on immigration, especially with regard to the whole Syria thing and letting the Syrian immigrants come into the United States and to Europe and everything. And when people say, no, I think we should be more careful about this, other people say, this is what we're all about, taking in from other countries. And then you go back and look here in 1875, 1882, Chinese immigration is curtailed. Lunatics and idiots weren't let in.
Yep.
Any person unable to take care of him or herself was not let in.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, what happened?
Certainly food for thought. Boy, what a change.
Woo-wee.
It's very interesting.
A change. Okay.
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
We went to see the Statue of Liberty, too.
Yeah.
Did you know that the skin on the Statue of Liberty is only 2 pennies thick? It's made of copper.
I knew it wasn't thick. I didn't realize it was that thick.
Wow. And the inside of it, the framing, was built by the guy who built the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Yes, I knew that.
And he got the idea
for
the Eiffel Tower.
It was built in France and shipped over here on a drug.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Very great trip. Go do it.
Yeah. Putting toilet paper on a seat, does it do anything? We'll find out. This is compelling, important information that we will explore in a matter of moments here. Your toilet paper is doing its job. 43 and change after the hour. The bags under your eyes, you wish they would just go away, right? If you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you see bags and puffiness lines around your eyes and you just don't like them, they're a problem for not only you but millions of Americans. Unless you're using Genucel, of course, the plant cell treatment for your eyes and around your eyes, the eyes have it. No more bags, no more puffiness when you call 800-543-543. 9262, order Genucel. It is the cat's meow, in a manner of speaking. There are a lot of people who are using this. They can't go through the day without using it. It will maintain the beauty of your eyes, get rid of the bags of puffiness. It feels like a serum.
Can I get some more, please?
Well, we'll see about that, Roberta. It depends on your attitude.
I love this stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, put it around your eyes, gets rid of it. I thought you looked quite nice when I saw you last week.
Yep.
Your eyes look much better. No puffiness, no bags, no lines around you. Well, there are a few lines around your eyes. But in general, you were looking much better, and it's because, of course, Genucel has...
I want more of it.
I know you do. 800... Try paying
Botox.
For it for change. 800-543-9262. And right now, during the spring clearance event, the folks at Chamonix will double your order. So when you call 800-543-9262 to take advantage of this opportunity, get rid of the bags of puffiness and lines around your eyes, you'll get two for the price of one. That's what happens, doubling your order absolutely without cost for the second, or you want to buy 3 months worth, they'll send you 6 months worth of product. 800-543-9262 for the elimination of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. It's called Genucel and is available at 800-543-9262.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
I'm Dr. Travis Stork, and welcome to Congestion Questions from Simply Saline. Laura from Tampa, Florida asked, I get so confused in the cold aisle. What do I choose to help with this congestion? I use Arm & Hammer Simply Saline. It's a gentle mist that flushes away nasal congestion instantly with three simple ingredients. Water, salt, and pure cleansing Arm & Hammer baking soda. And you can't beat that it's drug-free. Got a question? Ask it at congestionquestions.com. And feel better simply. Simply Saline.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
48 after the hour on Good Day. Okay, using a public bathroom in certain states, there are these toilet paper things, these covers that they put on the seats because people are supposed to be cleaner.
Right.
Well, I'm not so sure that that is the case. No, I think there's research suggesting that it really doesn't do anything. But the other side of it is, what do you catch when you're sitting on a bare toilet seat?
Well, apparently not much of anything. There was a whole bunch of researchers from the microbiology and pathology department at NYU, and they actually studied this.
Right.
And they found out that there's truly very little you can catch from a toilet seat. They said, in fact, they said a toilet seat is much cleaner than your kitchen sink, believe it or not.
Love.
I mean, unless there's like schmutz on it or something that you can see, you know, that's right. Totally different. But that's because most viruses can't survive outside the body for more than 10 or 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And even things like, you know, HIV or the Zika virus, you know, unless you have an open wound and you're sitting on some, like, somebody else's body fluids, I mean, chances are you're not going to get anything.
I'm going to pretty much go out on a limb and say, if you have an open wound anywhere that's going to
be
touching a toilet seat,
yeah.
You should probably just wait until you can get home.
They say, well, the thing is, like, you know, sometimes you'll take toilet paper and put it on a toilet seat, or you'll take one of those paper things and stick it on there.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you flush the toilet, especially if someone's gone number two, the water actually sprays out and goes all over
everything. Right, everything, yeah.
But in public toilets, there's no hood. So chances are that toilet paper has all the stuff on it anyway.
North Korea has gone to war with South Korea, in case you didn't hear. Balloons packed with toilet paper.
Used toilet paper.
Is what they're sending over. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Facebook safety check tool has caused mass confusion after asking users around the world if they are safe following the suicide bombing in Pakistan. I believe that's where this took place on Sunday. How did that impact you one way or another? Did it impact somebody you know? We'll dig into that. Some other technology news of import up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica? Who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, Richard Schemmel is here with us on Good Day, national expert on the latest trends in technology. You've all heard the story by now about this suicide bomb that went off in a park in Pakistan yesterday. 65 people were killed. So in the aftermath of the blast, Facebook activated its safety check feature. What is that, Richard?
The safety check feature alerts members when they feel that the site is going to places that really shouldn't be going to.
So people who might have been involved in the bombing were using Facebook to communicate? Is that it?
It allows people to say, hey, I'm okay. You can check in and say, I'm here, but I'm okay. So if you were in Brussels last week, if you were anywhere that they have one of these events, it turns it on so that you can just check in, and there's an option now in the check-in part of your Facebook page that says, I'm okay and I've checked in.
All right, but this is also some of the things that have happened using social media over the years. The Egyptian revolution is something that comes to mind. They use Facebook a lot to communicate back and forth, did they not?
And Twitter.
They use Twitter. They use Facebook. They use Facebook at all? They just use Twitter?
They use Facebook. They use Twitter. They use Instagram. They use Vine. They use all these social media applications now.
So why would Facebook apologize for the error? They said it was caused by a bug in their tool. What actually was the error? I didn't quite understand that from what you said, Richie. What was the error? People were getting the messages that weren't being sent messages from people who were
okay? I would imagine that people were checking in as okay and they weren't being posted.
Uh-huh. Is that right, Richard?
Yeah, that could be the case. You know, in an event like that, especially in a country like Pakistan, it might be hard to get online. There could be a program glitch.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about this. I don't see Pakistan as a big Facebook user.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
So I can't imagine why they would turn it on there unless they were worried about people from other countries, more developed. Come on, Pakistan's pretty developed, but more developed countries using it.
All right, let's move on. The number of movies on Netflix dropping fast. Why? What is this about it? Victoria said she has a Netflix account. I don't pay attention to mine because it isn't really mine. It's Meredith's. But they put stuff in, they take it out. Why?
There's a 33% drop in films, 26% drop in TV shows in the last year. I have a feeling it could be because of the prices that the studios are charging for the content. Plus, there's a lot of competition with Hulu and with Apple. Apple's making their own TV shows. And plus, Netflix Studios is making movies. They just came out with that Pee-wee's Holiday movie that was rather good, to tell you the truth, if you like Pee-wee Herman.
I loved it. I loved it.
Really?
Great.
So, it was so fun. Yeah.
Everybody loves Pee-wee, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you won't. I have no opinion on it. Isn't he the father of the penguin on?
Yes, on Gotham.
Gotham.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
and he's
right.
Phenomenal.
Right. All right. So we don't worry about what he did in the theater years ago. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody got a little sidetracking. All right, Richard.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-